Alexander Allison came to Sitka from Portland in 1998, and for the past 15 years has taught 7th grade language arts at Blatchley Middle School. He also leads the chess club, and the game is ripe with metaphor for how he views Sitka's financial position.
Sometimes in chess you have to trade pieces. You got to make trades that are at least equal or better. You can't trade, for instance, a piece that's worth more, say a bishop, 3 points, for a pawn that's worth 1 point. You know, if you'd make a trade like that, you're going to find yourself at the end of the game with less. Well, we're in a situation right now where we're being forced to make a trade. We have to make a trade. We have to raise our property tax rate by 2 mils. But what are we getting out of it?
Allison plans to vote yes on the ballot question. But instead of diverting 1 mil to the electric fund, as the assembly has planned, Allison would rather see that money put towards something that would generate returns down the road. Or, in his words,
make a move where we trade up, take that 2 mils, and build a haul-out at Sawmill Cove.
Now, Sitka does have a haul-out, operated by Halibut Point Marine Services, that is 88 tons in a do-it-yourself-style boatyard. It's big enough for an average-sized seiner, but larger vessels and longliners are forced to leave town for bottom work. Many are going to Wrangell, where the city owns a 300-ton lift and leases out the uplands to private contractors. Allison, who is a former charter fisherman and served a term on the Port and Harbors Commission, has been intently watching the events in Wrangell.
It created jobs. It brought in a lot of Sitka boats. It brought in all those limit seiners that got those $50,000 paint jobs done. We need to revisit, you know, our reasons why we've been sitting on our hands for so long out there. I think a model like Wrangell's would work for us.
Now, Wrangell's haul-out was built largely through legislative grant money, which no longer exists. That's why Allison wants to see those 2 mils, or any future revenues, support a project that leverages what he considers Sitka's most vital asset, its fishing fleet.
Sitka has the number one fishing port in Southeast Alaska. We land more fish by poundage than Petersburg, than Juneau, than Ketchikan, than Cordoba. We're number one. We need to be doing more to help them.
And it's not just boat work. Allison is also a fan of the budding marijuana industry.
Look at Colorado. I mean, they have millions of dollars coming in now, which are going directly into their schools from the marijuana industry. I think that we need to unfetter that industry as much as possible.
Allison also reiterated a desire to hold city government, from the finance department to the police department, accountable for their actions. In October, Allison obtained a copy of a video that showed the tasing of Franklin Hoogendorn, an Alaskan Native teenager, by 3 police officers while under custody in the Sitka jail. He decided to leak the video online.
When that video was provided to me, most of the people in the city offices, most of the people in the court knew all about it and were willing to sweep it under the carpet. And that's, to me, that was just morally untenable. And so it had to be done. It had to be brought out. And I wasn't going to be just one more person who was going to pass the buck and just let that go on.
The video generated public outcry and conversation over use of force within the Sitka Police Department. In the months since, the department has made its operations manual public and held conversations about police-community relations. These actions are heartening for Allison, but not enough.
The process has been good in terms of how open it is, but we really need to make sure that the rubber meets the road, and we need to make some of these suggestions and ideas into policy. And so if I get on the assembly, that's what I'm going to try to do, is I'm going to try to bring policy to the forefront and get things written down.
Policy, of course, requires compromise. I asked Allison if leaking the video would affect his ability to work with the city.
One could say it put you in an antagonistic position to the city.
Yeah.
If you're elected to the assembly, right, you will be working with them.
Indeed.
What do you expect of yourself with that relationship?
To go back to my teaching roots, I've taught debate. The cornerstone of my debate instruction has always been that you have to regard ethos, pathos, and logos. You got to be respectful, you got to be honest, and you got to be logical. And if you can keep your discussions within those framework, even people who might be antagonistic or perceived as antagonistic can be incredibly constructive.
When you're on the assembly, some of that antagonism also comes from the outside, from citizens who are unhappy with what's happening at the table. I asked Allison how he'd manage that.
I'm used to sticking my neck out on things, and I'm still alive. maybe that resiliency will, you know, see me through whatever happens. You know, I think we have some to lose, but I think we have a lot more to gain if we can see ourselves through this really challenging time with a positive game plan in mind.
But to take part in the game, he'll first need to win the minds of voters when they enter the ballot box on Tuesday, October 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.